In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. You can keep the gospel, the Vespers gospel tonight. We still have only 2 weeks for the new Coptic year. The new Coptic year starts at September 11, and today is the fourth and the last Sunday in the month of Misra, and then remains just 5 days, what we call the little month. We have also one Sunday, and after that comes the beginning of the new year. That's why today and next week we'll hear about the signs of the end of the world. And always when we come to the end of the year, we remember, as we begin, we remember the beginning, we remember also the end of days. As if we are awaiting for a certain time. And actually, for those who love our Lord Jesus Christ, their age does not increase. Their age decreases. Which means, like exactly what we have, for example, exam. We have our exam in June, okay? Then, in December we say 6 months remain until the exam. And then 5 months, and then 4 months, and then 3 months. So, we do believe that we are awaiting as if our time to approach the eternal life, so our temporal life on earth decreases, not increases. In the eyes of the world, we are growing year by year. Happy birthday for you, 6 months, sixth birthday, 80th birthday, 90th birthday. But actually when you look to the eternal life, you say, he is coming soon. So my life is decreasing by the time being. This is the fact number one, which we can have from the gospel of two nights. Because it begins with, I get the English text. It begins with the question of the Pharisees to the Lord, when the kingdom of God would come. They are awaiting for the kingdom of God. This is number one. Or let us say this is the introduction. And then we have 5 points after this introduction. So the introduction is, for those who love Jesus Christ, every time we spend on earth and become more ready for his coming or our going to him, we are happy. And for those who are immersed in the worldly lusts and businesses, by the time being they are afraid. When they become 60, they become worried. When they become 70, they say, oh, how many years for me on earth? But those who are ready say, oh, why do you delay? We want you to come, or let us go to you. Number one, the kingdom of heavens, and this is the first point. The kingdom of heaven or God does not come with observation. There is no known or definite time we know. There is nothing. It can be just now. It can be after 1 minute. It can be after 1 century. It can be after 1 million years. But it will come. This is the fact. This day will come. But when? No one knows. And this makes us ready every time. It's like this clever student who finishes his work, homework, day by day. Whenever the teacher asks him, he finds his homework ready done. And his mind collects all what he had to been taught or learned. But those who are not clever enough will be afraid of the time of the exam, right? So the people of God always are happy when they think of the coming day of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is number one. We don't know when, but we know that it would come, it should come, it will come, definitely. So, the lesson, be ready. So long you don't know when, be ready at any time. The second point is very deep, and it's a fact said by our Lord. Listen, what did he say? See here, or see there. If they will tell you, see here, or see there, don't worry. Why? Because the kingdom of heaven is, or the kingdom of God is within you. This is a very important point. For us as Christians, we do believe that the kingdom of God is within us. If the kingdom of God is within you, then the king himself must dwell in you. How come that I have in my heart the kingdom of God, and I don't have God the King? I have God the King in me, and within me. Otherwise, why do we say every single time the Lord's Prayer, the kingdom come, they will be done? This means that so long you do believe and feel and remember that the kingdom of God is within you, then be sure that God the King is directing you, governing you, helping you, protecting you. No, more than that. Because our king differs from the whole kings of the whole world. Our king is our redeemer. Our king is our savior. Our king is the forgiver of our sins. How? Our king died for us. Our king paid the price of the sin. My King is my Savior. That's why when we talk to the Lord, we say, Oh Lord Jesus Christ, my King and my Savior, my King and my Lord, my King and my Redeemer. All the other people are afraid of their king, because the kings of the world are completely different from our heavenly king. And here, before we move to the third point, let me ask myself, do I believe that he is my own king? Do I obey him? Do I honor him? Do I adorn him according to his great love to me? Do I? Or just I say, the kingdom come, the kingdom come, hundreds of times every day. If I say that with that feeling and believing, having faith in him practically, then I would say some words, but I will not live what I say. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that the kingdom of God is within you. The king is love. God is love. If he lives in me, then if I do hate anything except the sin, anything in the whole world except the sin, then I am not like him. And he is not my true king, even if he lives in me, but I do not do as he does and still doing. If he is humble and I am not humble, then he is not my true king. Or let us say, I'm not his true son or servant. And vice versa. I gave you just two examples, love and humbleness. We do know that the Lord lives in me if he fills my heart, my feeling, my mind, my life. Then I will not walk or behave according to the world or the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Why? Because those who walk according to the flesh will die like the flesh, but those who walk or behave in the Spirit will live forever. The third point, he gave us the third, the fourth, and the fifth, three examples. And we want to finish that with the three examples. Example number one, Noah. Noah. He said, as it was in the days of Noah. So it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. What did he liken the days of Noah? Or how did he liken the days of Noah, the days of man, of the Son of Man? Can you give me an example? Yes, how? How? Yes, suddenly, yes. We spoke about the unexpected day which will come. But there is a similar situation between the days of Noah and the days of the Son of Man. Yeah, inside the ark, all the creation inside the ark will live forever, yes? And outside, so this is the Son of Man day. The day of the Son of Man means that there will be two parties only, not three, just two. One in the ark. What is the ark? What does it resemble? The kingdom of God. And the other is the sea. Drowning in the sea, the fire, the eternal hell, the eternal bad life. No, paradise of joy is now the awaiting state of those who are waiting for God. But the days of the Son of Man, temporarily, but on the day of man, when he comes, if he comes now, there will not be paradise of joy anymore. When he if the Lord comes now while we are speaking, the kingdom of heaven will be opened immediately. And all who are in the paradise of joy will raise to the kingdom of heaven. And there will not be any paradise of joy anymore. It will be the kingdom of heaven. Heavenly Jerusalem, the eternal life with God. That's why eternally, not only temporarily, eternally the ark of Noah resembles the kingdom of heaven. Who are inside are saved. Will delight the kingdom, the eternal life with the Lord. But all who are outside, death, perish. Eternal, God forbid, anyone may see that. Eternal, bad life. Gnashing of teeth. He described it as the sarir al asnan, gnashing of teeth. Sarir al asnan, it's a sign of losing hope forever without having hope anymore. Yes, وما فيش أمل خلاص حاجة فاتت وما تقدرش ترجعها انتهت. This is the third point. And also the third point has something just before the ark. Warning of Noah to the people outside. And they hardened their hearts towards him. They did not believe him. They despised him. They laugh at him. They could not imagine the fact that they would be drowned and will die because of their iniquities, wicked life. And in one word, they refused to repent. In one word, they refused to repent. When I refuse to repent till the end of my life, I cannot expect any mercy in heavens. I cannot. That's why he said there is no mercy in the condemnation for those who did not use mercy. ليس رحمة في الدينونة لمن لم يستعمل الرحمة. Fourth point. It's almost similar to, but it's a little bit limited. The first one was the whole world. The second was Lot. The second example was Lot. He said, also, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. But on the day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. As if Lot, although he chose this bad place, but he was the only righteous man at the time, and expectedly his family. The same idea. The family of Noah was the only family at his time. And the family of Lot, part of it, even his married daughters did not believe him. Did not believe him. And as soon as Lot left Sodom and Gomorrah, what happened? All the people remained in Sodom and Gomorrah were wicked people. The Lord destroyed the cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. It is the same idea. We always have the idea that the Lord is merciful. Yes, he is. Lord is love. Yes, he is. Lord forgives the sins. Yes, he does. But Lord is just. We don't want to listen to that. We don't want to hear that. No. He's just mercy. He will forgive me. Whatever I do, okay. But he is just. If you don't repent, there is no mercy. The forgiveness of sins is related to the repentance. If I don't repent, if I don't feel that I'm wrong, who will give me the forgiveness of my wrong deeds? If I don't feel that I'm wrong, then I am righteous. And the Lord said, I have not come for the health people, but for the sins, for the sick. The health do not need to physician, but the sick. So I have come to call. The sinner to repent. If you feel that you are over the sin and or you are righteous, then the Lord has not come for you. He came for the sinners. And this is what St. Paul said. He said, the word of God is true and worthy to be accepted, that Christ Jesus has come to save the whole sinners of the whole world, among whom I am the first. صادقتنا الكلمة ومستحق كل القبول أن المسيح يسوع قد جاء إلى العالم ليخلص جميع الخطاة. To save the whole sinners, the whole world. ليخلص جميع الخطاة الذين أولهم أنا. ده إحساس بولس الرسول. عشان كده النهاردة في علامات الملكوت today in the signs of the end of the days, the Lord gave us some examples in the Old Testament. And when the Pharisees forgot that, the Lord wanted to remind them and us with this fact. I permitted the story of Noah for lesson for you. I permitted the story of Lot as a lesson for you. And the last point, which is number 5, not only that. Oh my Lord, it's a very critical and sad story, but also the Lord mentioned it. He said, remember, just one word, remember Lot's wife. Remember Lot's wife. She left the place, but she took the place in her heart. Physically, she left Sodom and Gomorrah, but emotionally, feelings, life was still there. That's why the Lord said, don't look backward. But she looked. When she looked backward, she perished. She died immediately. Why? Because the story, the issue is not the place. The issue is you from inside. It's not the place. Sometimes we leave bad places, bad atmosphere, but we take the love of sin with us whenever we go. I'm afraid to say it. I'm sorry that I say it, but this is a fact. Sometimes I leave physically the place, but the love of lust and sin still with me, even in the church, even in the holy places. And this is a very dangerous. We are supposed to go in and out, as we said 2 weeks ago. Huh? In and out. Go in and out and be saved. To take from here what's good, to spread it out. Not to take what is out and bring it in. We cannot do that. This is what the wife of Lot unfortunately did. When she did that, what happened? She couldn't continue the journey of salvation, the trip of salvation, the way of salvation. She could not continue the way of salvation easily. Although she was not perished with the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, but she perished outside. These are the main 3 examples of the end of the days. Number 1, the whole world means that nothing is impossible for the Lord. If the whole world becomes wicked and bad, God is ready to destroy it, because it's nonsense. Even if a part like Sodom and Gomorrah is bad, I take out whoever is righteous, but those who I take out must leave, not only physically, but spiritually, emotionally, perfectly leave the bad atmosphere, the bad life, the bad place. These were some meditations about the gospel of tonight. And we pray that the Lord may give us teach us how to repent from all our hearts. Please do not leave any tiny thing in your heart without cleaning, without getting rid of it. I want to get rid of everything. Why? Because it is insulting that the King who lives in me, whom I say every day, thy kingdom come, lives in a place which is not pure, or not clean, or not tidy, or not ready for him. In respect to him, if I want to respect his presence in my heart, I have to cleanse my heart and purify my heart. The good thing is, I do not do it myself. If I am just ready to do it and live my life, he will do it for me. He will cleanse my life. He will purify my heart. He will make me ready. He will give me the power to repent if I am already or truly, truly. And this is what we saw last week when the Lord asked Levi. He said to him, follow me. Just one word. And he left everything. He needed repentance, but he had the dire desires, good, strong desire to repent. But he needed just boost from the Lord. And the Lord did not hesitate to give him that. He went to him and he said to him, follow me. I think it was the week before, Sunday before the last one. He said, follow me. And he left every single thing and he followed the Lord. May the Lord accept your repentance in the few remaining days of the old Coptic year to start a new beginning with him in the new Coptic one, in the new year, ready for his coming and ready for his enthronement on my heart and dwelling in my heart, O life. Glory be to God forever. I mean, do you have question? I see in your eyes. I see. Last part? In the gospel? Just a minute. The Lord was explaining the signs of the end. Yes? And he was saying that two are working together, one will be taken and one will be left. Yes? And then they said to him, where? Where? And then the Lord said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Who is the body? Who is the body? This is a parable. And the Lord used this parable to explain the situation. Who is the body? Who is the body? Huh? Who? The Lord. Right? The Lord. The Lord is the body. Who is the eagle? You.
Is the eagle translated as the eagle as to like
One of the signs of the one of the four Gospels, the eagle.
Yeah, is that the way that it's translated?
Exactly. Yeah. No, the body, the dead body here means the, he died for me.
Because I'm just looking at the another translation says where the dead bodies are, where the vulture. If you actually translate the vulture, gathers around.
No, in the positive way, he used this parable to describe the situation in heavens. The situation in heavens, all of us who will see the Lamb slaughtered in Revelation 5, this is the body. All of us are eagles. Eagles mean when we gathered to have the dinner of the Son or the Lamb and the Son of the King. Who is the Lamb? The Lamb is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the eagles are every one of us who will be gathering around him and taking eternally or sharing eternally in the dinner of the Lamb. This is what is written in the Revelation book. Blessed is he who has who will share in the dinner of the Lamb. مبارك ومقدس من نائيه له من سيدخل أو يجيب الآية بالضبط عشاء عرس الخروف عشاء the dinner of the wedding of the Lamb. The wedding of the Lamb. The Lamb is the groom and the eagles are the brides of this groom. The eagles who fly above the worldly lusts and the dust of this world are the eagles. That's why we resemble the book or the gospel of St. John with the eagle, because he flew with us with the divinity facts about our Lord Jesus Christ. Where the body is, then the eagles gathers together. And this happens in every single liturgy. When we come to the liturgy, we are gathering around the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we must be eagles, not any other birds. شايز أقول بقى اسمه التاني ده الغراب. We are. El Gorab el Huwa eh? Raven. El Gorab el Iswad, that blackbird. Anyway, the eagles are the souls who are flying above the worldly lusts and the desires of the dust of the earth, above it. Any other question? Thank you for listening. Let us pray. The Lord said, if any two or three gathered in my name, I will be among them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Christ Jesus our Lord, and thy in the kingdom, the power, the glory, and of him. Amen. Nashkur sana khairat rahum Allah wa rabbanana wa khlissal masih. Innu satarna anna fadnaqba nari wa shfqalina addanna wa tabna lalsa. وأيضا فلنسألني عفظنا في هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا بكل سلام ضابط كل رب الآن سيد رب الآلان ضابط الكل أبو ربنا ونعم خلال السؤال المسيح شكرك على كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال سترتنا وأعنتنا وحفظتنا وقبلتنا إليك، شفقت علينا وعضدتنا وأتيت بنا لهذه الساعة. من أجل هذا نسأل أن تطلب من صلاحك يا محب البشر نحن أنك من هذا اليوم مقدس كل حياتنا، كل سلام مع مخافتك، كل حسد، كل تجربة، كل فعل الشيطان وأمر تنسر أشراقيا من أعداء خفين والضهين، زهى عنا عن سائر شعبك ومدار القدس هذا والصالحات والنافعات، فارزقنا إياه. إنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان دوس الحياة على قربك لقوة العدو، ولا تخلنا التجارب لكن نجنا من الشرير، النعمة رفعت محبة البشر لوات لابنك الوحيد ربنا ونقل السلام المسيح الذي من قبل المجد والكرم ونعز السجود طريق بك معه والروح القدس المحن سائل لك الآن وكل الدهر دود أمين.